PeperoniPizza.com.
Hello, St. Louis. Well, boys, we have our work cut out for us this month.
You aren't kidding. Our lot is absolutely packed with vehicles.
That's an understatement.
With over 1,000 vehicles on our lot, we have to cut prices and move some metal. Check out these deals. Cruises as low as $12.8. Malibu's from $16.7. Sparks from $10.7.
Are you kidding me?
Shop 24/7 at Londoff.com. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, a St. Louis tradition.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet! Ding!
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
American Eagle Credit Union's Visa Signature Credit Card is here. Imagine earning 1.5% cash back on every purchase. That's right, 1.5% cash back. No limit, no changing purchase categories, and no annual fee. All of this from your neighbors at American Eagle Credit Union. Stop by your local branch today and open an account or visit them online, ameaglecu.org.
Membership eligibility required. All loans subject to approval. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you hiring? Join over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Hi, Chuck Easter with Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. Started by my dad in 1957, we've just celebrated our 60th birthday. It's an honor to carry on Dad's legacy, one of integrity and quality. We cut no corners and use only the best materials. We install every style of residential and commercial fence, even custom designs. We've long been known as the premier fence company in the St. Louis area, but we do much more. We service virtually all of your home renovation needs. We like to say that we'll build your fence and almost anything on the inside of it. Whether it be a deck, pergola, carport, retaining wall, home remodeling, or room addition, think Easter. Our team of custom home builders are the finest anywhere. With Easter, you'll be confident that your project will turn out beautiful and will be something that you enjoy and take pride in for years to come. For a free estimate, call us at 314-892-8500. That's 314-892-8500 or EasterFence.com.
Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, where customers become friends.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chatter and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
milk out of my nose.
Oh boy.
I don't like
we're
that.
About to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the 9/11. We will always, this will always be like a dark date, for the rest of our lives. September 11th. A September 11th edition of Pinion's Playhouse brought to you by the Goodfeet Stores. They're all over the country. There are two in the St. Louis area, one in Illinois, one in Missouri. I'll tell you where they are. I'll tell you why you might want to go there and why thousands of people have found relief from not just foot pain, but other pain in other parts of their bodies. We will talk about that. But first, we have to do this.
Hey!
All right, a round of introductions would be in order. At the control board, it's Limey Phillips. Now, his name is Trevor, but he says Limey's not derogatory. So if you like to email him and just say, hey, you're doing a great job, even though we know it's not true. It's LimeyPhillips@gmail.com. And Limey, let's just do this.
Yes, sir.
Anybody's thinking about retirement, changing jobs, or just $25,000 or more, and you'd like some advice on what you should be doing with it, the guys we're about to mention are with Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel's a member of SIPC and the NYSE. They are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. You can find out more at
markandjason.com.
Thought I'd just help you out. And then who are we going to have you say hi to? Don't say hi to anybody. That was that other guy's
the
routine.
Queen.
Yeah. Hi
Hello,
to the
Mom.
Queen. Hi to his mom. That's okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
My mom's listening.
Say hi to your mom. Is your mom's name Anne?
She is. Anne Alexander is her name.
Are you surprised I knew that?
I am a little bit surprised. Did she email you?
I am psychic.
Oh, okay.
I have.
That makes sense.
There's really no such thing as a psychic, but I have these abilities, and over time, you will be stunned by them. You will. You'll see.
I'm a little stunned right now, actually.
You'll see. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
He is with the Jupiter 7. It's a tremendous band. And they played over the weekend.
The Seventh Planet Band.
What is it?
Seventh Planet.
Oh, okay. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy has made in his own home. He made this himself. This is not store-bought. And he brought it in for Limey Phillips. It is lime-colored. What is this?
Cheese.
Lime-colored cheese.
Ew.
Just for you, Limey. It's probably safe. He would not.
It sounds disgusting. Well, it looks awful.
He wouldn't hurt you. It's probably really good. Please give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. He's getting it down.
Yes.
No.
You can leave the crowd.
You never.
I didn't want to applaud myself too much. Thank you.
You're not applauding yourself. That's for Bruce Limprist.
Yeah.
That's for the All Boy Orchestra. You don't ever kill.
Wow.
You don't ever dump the microphones on the applause for Bruce.
I got
Again,
these.
He's still in training. What?
I got these. These Cheetos out of the vending machine.
Jalapeno flavor?
Yes. No.
Love them.
Jalapeno.
Love them.
I am not a big spicy person, but these are really, really good.
They're addictive.
They had just enough kick to them.
What did you call him?
Addictive.
I said they're addictive.
I thought you said he's
Frank,
something,
family radio.
Something head. And if anybody ever comes up with a chip or any kind of a curl, a corn curl, anything that's better than nacho cheese Doritos, they've yet to show it to me. That is still the smelliest, the stinkiest, the messiest, orange hands. And your breath will stink for 3 days, but nacho cheese Doritos, my goodness, is the best. It's the best chip.
And a couple of people called too and said Limey comes from when British men would go out on the sea and they would load a bunch of limes
for
vitamin C to keep from getting scurvy.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
All right, Limey.
Yeah.
That's good to know. We're brought to you by Bill Clevelin will be with us. I was with Bill this morning. We had a meeting together, yeah.
Really, how's he doing?
He's doing great. Thanks for asking. I've hired this company, and they're putting a new website together for me. My website has just been, it's my own fault, and we're going to put a tremendous website together, and he was there with me to sort of see how they do what they do. And he will be joining us after I do this. The Goodfeet stores, there are two of them in the St. Louis area. And there are a lot more than two because they're all over the country. But in the St. Louis area, there are two. One is on Olive Boulevard. It's west of 270, sort of catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. The other one is in Shiloh, Illinois. Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Now, the people who go in there, I think a lot of people go in there with a lot of skepticism. I did. I don't blame you for that, because you have a hard time believing that an insert, an arch support, could end, especially pain that's not in your feet, that's in your back or your hip or your knee. But there are lots of people who will tell you that's exactly what happened. Now, obviously, if the pain's in your feet, there's a real good chance that the right arch support, the right insert would help you. Why do you think that that Dr. Scholl or whatever his name is, what do you think for all these years he's put all those little racks in drugstores and he's sold a ton of those things? Because it helps people be more comfortable, but those are just off the counter. What do you have, a dozen to choose from or something? It's not even anything like the same thing Goodfeet. Goodfeet has hundreds of different variations of these arch supports. Chances are, once they take an imprint of your foot, and that's what will happen, you're going to go in there, tell them where you have your pain. They will have you stand on this thing that's like carbon paper. Then they will look at the imprint your foot made. And they're trained to look at it, and they know exactly why you're having pain. Now, if they can't figure it out, and they bring out a few, and you try them, and you don't notice any difference when you get up and walk around, then you have something far more serious than can be remedied by an insert. And you need to get that taken care of. But for thousands of people, they have found relief. Not in pain medicine that they didn't want to be addicted to, not in shots or surgery, but from the Goodfeet store. And again, there are two in the St. Louis area. You can find out more at goodfeetstlouis.com.
Bill Cleveland.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo,
Minnesota. Why would we do the joke? Because the joke is at the end of the Playhouse. We haven't even gone through the Playhouse stuff yet. The joke is after everything.
Right. But you know what? This is not totally my fault. Bill Cleveland is already 25 minutes late, which, Bill,
no,
I'm
he's not late.
Incredibly
we're
apology. But, like, exactly but like we're even, late he's late because we were late.
Okay, but even if there were no Bill Cleveland right now, after the commercial, I do some Playhouse stuff, some stories in the news. Then we do the joke.
Yeah.
So now you may be psychic, Bill Cleveland. But I am not. But I am ready for Bill Cleveland now.
This
and
makes
here come
me
angry
you know,
emails.
This is I'm gonna announce this right now. I can't. This is my last week here. I can't
really?
Take this anymore. Yeah, this will be my last.
Oh man,
week.
I'm leaving
at the end
that?
Of this week. No.
Well, I'm going to take two weeks
it's
off.
It's a
then.
Joke. I'm leaving anyway. It's a joke. Limey. All right. Here's how this is going to work.
All right.
I'm going to say goodfeetstlouis.com. .com. That's when you hit the Bill Cleveland. All right. You ready?
Yep.
All right. And I'm staying with him. Honest to goodness, as hard as it is to believe, I'm sticking with him. I'm going to give him lots of time.
He's trying.
He's trying very hard. GoodfeetStLouis.com. There you go. If he's even still on the line. Bill Cleveland is brought to you by Window World. Lots of things are brought to you by Window World, especially great windows. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldStLouis.com or 314-993-1800. And here is, unless he has fallen asleep, Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Bill. Sorry
about
that.
All right, let's get one thing straight, Limey. In almost 20 years, I don't believe I have ever been late. Dan, would you back me up on
it's
that?
Never
I don't
you.
Think I've ever
no,
been late on the show.
No, it's never.
Ever.
He was hurt by that because right. We're the ones that are late, and Bill is accommodating us. So
I think
he didn't
late
mean,
once or
he
twice.
He didn't mean anything by it. He's nervous.
Please allow me to apologize live on air to you for being so rude.
Yeah, you got it.
Why,
all right.
Well, hang
it
on,
was
on,
rude.
But why would you say, oh, I'm going to apologize live on air? Why would you even say that?
Because it's polite.
No, but well, of course we're live on air. You just don't need to say that. You say, allow me to apologize on
air. Yeah, I would have preferred a pre-recorded apology, personally. But that's okay.
All right, where are we going?
All right, we're going to take a trip to Motown. Have anybody in the room been to Motown before?
No, but how about this? No, the reason I do that, there is a tremendous, and you have to get this, Bill, there's a tremendous documentary. It's called Standing in the Shadows of Motown.
Yeah.
And it is the story of the Funk Brothers. They are the guys who played on over 100 number one Motown hits. And there's a great story that goes with the guy who played boom, 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 and I got sunshine and my girl. And in that documentary, there's a story of a guy tells that he was in a cafe with that guy who played that intro. And it came on while they were in this little cafe. And the waitress came over and the guy was listening. And his friend said, when she walked away, you were going to say, hey, that's me, but you didn't do it. And it's interesting to watch the guy say, yeah, she would, you know, she probably wouldn't have believed me. And it's not that big a deal. And his point is, yes, it is a big deal because a lot of that Motown stuff, all you need That's Heard It Through the Grapevine. A lot of that stuff had such great hooks and such great intros that you know from two or three notes who it is. No, I've not been to Motown, but if I ever go to Detroit, that's the only place I can think of I'd like to see.
It's pretty incredible. It's a pretty neat experience. One thing you'll notice when you get there, Motown is actually a series of homes. So what's now known as Berry Gordy Drive, you'll see a bunch of homes, actually. The one, of course, is the famous Motown studio. But they started buying up homes on the block to handle different parts of the company. So you had the studio in one house, and next door was, you know, the home that handled sales for the company. The next one down was the one that handled promotions for the company, and so on and so forth. But pretty interesting stories you'll find behind the scenes if you take the tour. One of the things that I really found interesting was many of these folks could not dance, which sounds hilarious because when we watch Motown, you watch an old video of the Temptations or whatever, you look and you go, oh my gosh, you see them twirling around. You're like, these guys are great dancers. Many of them could not dance at all. And so next time you watch an old video of, like, let's just say the Temptations, since we're talking about the Temptations, notice during their dance moves, a lot of it will look like they're using a shovel to dig.
Yeah.
And that is how they taught them to dance in sequence.
No, I can see the move you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Simple moves. Yep, digging with a shovel. And after, now that I've told you that, you will watch them from here on out. You'll go, all they're doing is digging with a shovel. And it's actually pretty funny. Lots of great stories. And I will just quickly tell you that if you do take the tour, pay attention to the grand piano that's in the studio, because you get to go in the actual studio. It's authentic, and at one time was broken down and unplayable. And Paul McCartney took a tour of Motown, just like you would do or I would do. And he saw the piano, and he wanted to try and play it, couldn't play it. He paid to have the entire thing restored for Motown later on. This was, 15 years ago or whatever. So kind of cool to see that. If you want to learn more about Detroit, Motown, you can check out
I'd like for Trevor, what would that have sounded like if Paul McCartney said, hey, I'd like to pay to have this restored? Do it in your accent.
Liverpool accent. All right. Hey, I would like... No, that sounded just like me. All right,
you're
one second.
Britain, and you can't do this. Just say it like you would say.
He's trying to do a Liverpool accent.
Hey, Paul, we'd like to restore this piano, but we can't afford it. Any suggestions?
What is it you want me to say again?
Allow me to restore the piano.
I would be happy to pay to restore this piano.
Allow me. I would be happy to pay to restore this piano.
Nope, it sounded like the gecko lizard. gecko on the Geico. It sounded like the lizard's going to restore the piano. Sorry, good try. But it didn't sound like Paul McCartney to me. Sorry. I thought it was worth a try. Hey, one other thing, Bill. Standing in the shadows of Motown, I'm not kidding. Since you've been there, you will love this documentary. They go get these guys, the remaining ones who are still alive, bring them back together and have them go into that studio, that basement, and play and record. It is really something. And
so they're the equivalent of what Glenn Campbell was out in, I don't know what
the Wrecking
studio.
Crew. No, they are the Black Wrecking Crew, except they're not all black. One of the bass players, Dan, is a really great bass player, and he's in a lot of this documentary, and he's a white guy. And he refers to he and two of the other black guys were called the Oreo Team because he sat between them. And it's just a great documentary, and you will appreciate Motown music, especially the musicians whose names you never knew before, more than ever if you watch that thing, Standing in the Shadows of Motown.
All right, we'll look it up on Netflix. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
I don't know why I hit that one.
Well, we don't either.
Just go ahead and hit the clapping.
Let's know.
Too late.
Dan, well, just add it. Just add it. 3, 2, 1. Bill Cleveland, everybody. Now, this all will be funny. All these mistakes will be funny unless they continue for more than a year. After a year, you'll be fired.
Yep.
I think that's fair. A year.
That's pretty fair.
All right, 6 months. if in 6 months you don't have him down, you will be terminated.
I like how he hits the. And he goes, I have no idea. I don't know why I hit that one.
Yeah, like we do. We don't either. Bill Clevelin, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Window World, St. Louis.
He said replacement.
I did say it. That was I went Asian the first. Number one replacement window in the United States. I don't know why I did that either. Limey Phillips hates the song Chicken Fried by Zac Brown.
I hate that song.
I want you to lift this part, just play this,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
Play this
and
part.
And a little bit of chicken fried. No beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
He hates that song. So we're going to play just that of it, yeah, that part of it every day to see how you deal with not only pressure,
right,
but hatred
of something.
And adversity.
How you control your hatred.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
You know what? There are a lot of country bands that hate that too.
There are a lot. Now, can I play a little country song that people seem to hate?
Sure.
A lot.
Go ahead.
This is the one.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed.
Everybody hates this, right?
I don't like it.
Like the back of my hand.
I don't know why.
Who is it?
Apparently, this is a guy called Sam Hunt. This is what country sounds like now, and none of my friends like it.
I feel sorry for his brother, Mike.
He's been...
He had a rough way to go.
He's had it all.
In school? Did they tease him in school. retired firefighters, retired police officers, retired first responders, you are welcome to play in the 8 prepaid... Let me try that. Prepaid slots this Friday at the golf tournament. Just go to KTRS.com, click in the upper right, and it'll tell you exactly what to do and who to call and reserve your place. We will see you Friday at Normandy Country Club. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
Thank you to, my goodness, I didn't even write down the name because about three different people said, make sure this is on the list. It's the story of an out-of-work FM DJ, and he has a lot of time on his hands, so he's at the zoo. And he's looking at a female gorilla, and the gorilla's looking at him. And the gorilla seems to be smiling and seems to... I don't know, be displaying some kind of fondness for this FM DJ. And one of the officials at the zoo walks up to the FM DJ and says, we'd like to see you in the zoo offices if you would just follow me. He said, am I in trouble? And they said, oh, no, you're not in trouble at all. We'll explain when you get up to the, and this is like the big zoo office, whatever, the highest ranking person at the zoo. And they take him in and say, sit down, can we get you anything? He goes, no. What's this about? And the head of the zoo says, look, I'm just going to get right to it. That female gorilla that you were looking at, and she was looking at you and you were kind of communicating, we cannot get her to mate with any other gorilla, and we need to keep that bloodline going. And I know this is going to seem way out there. Would you consider, because she seems to really like you, would you consider mating with that female gorilla? He says, you mean I would have sex with that gorilla? He says, that's exactly what we mean. Now, we know this is a really unusual situation, but we're asking you if you'd be interested in doing. He says, well, what about, are you talking like money? Now, they can't even believe that he's still there. They didn't jump up and run away. And they said, well, hang on. And they step aside and have a little conference. And the head of the zoo comes back and says, well, how does $1,500, does that sound fair? He said, so $1,500 to have sex with that female gorilla that I was down there, looking at. And they said, yeah.
$1,500. The FM DJ says, can I have a day, like 24 hours, to think about this? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, when he leaves, they can't believe it, that he's actually going to consider this. This is fantastic. So the next day, he comes back. The FM DJ comes back. He says, well, I've made a decision. I've considered this, and I have decided that, yes, I'm interested. I'm very interested. But I have three conditions. They said, absolutely. What? He says, I am not kissing the gorilla on the lips. They said, all right. What else? He said, if there are any baby gorillas, offspring, they are to be raised Baptist. Because I am Baptist. Now, I have to stop the joke here and tell you that the last, every time I've ever told it, I said Catholic. And last time, some woman thought that that was some anti-Catholic. So I'm doing the joke with three versions. And rather than tell it three times, I'm just inserting them now. So he says, well, the first condition is that I'm not kissing the gorilla on the lips. Second condition is if there are any little gorillas, they have to be raised Catholic. Edit. They have to be raised Methodist. Edit. They have to be raised Catholic. Edit. They have to be raised Presbyterian. So those are the three. Oh, and the third condition, he says, I'm going to need at least 3 months to come up with the $1,500.
Meet me. I'm sure Tim Weiland can loan it to him. Here's Tim Weiland with a check on traffic. Tim?
All right, Dan. They're still working with the accident on eastbound Highway 4064 at 94. Two lanes are getting through, though. You're still backed up to about Winghaven, a little bit east of Winghaven. They're working with a stalled vehicle that's been out there on westbound Highway 44 at Elm for quite a while. So you have stop-and-go traffic from Kings Highway through Elm, and then things open up after that. If you're on southbound 270, not too bad. It's stop-and-go from Olive down through about Doherty Ferry and then slow through Highway 44. Southbound 55 is running heavy from River de Pere through Rivas Barracks. Eastbound 40 downtown, not bad at all. I'm really surprised we're not seeing the craziness we thought was going to happen with that ramp to the Poplar shutdown. But you're slow on eastbound Highway 40 right now from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge, although the Museal Veterans Bridge, a little bit congested, though, from Highway 70 on the Missouri side all the way over to the 55-64 split. This traffic report is brought to you by Cece's. Want to taste the sauced and tossed flavors of Cece's wings on your pizza? Well, now you can with three pizzas inspired by wings, now on Cece's Buffet for just $5 and change. Prices may vary. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
All right, let's talk refinancing. And, of course, you know I'm now going to talk about Stuart Rosenblum and Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. You can either listen to me talk about this or just pick up the phone now, because this was a reminder for you to call 314-324-4440. Why do it now? Well, interest rates are on the verge of going higher, and I don't want you to be the one to say, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this. Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at Stuart's AMC.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675679.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor. picture for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
It's the year of the tortoise and the hare. New dealers are racing down the fast lane to cash in on the crop of first-time RV buyers. Meanwhile, tortoises like Byerly RV are plodding along, servicing two or three generations of RV customers. Shopping for an RV shouldn't feel like running the gauntlet. If you feel the pressure, slow down. Take a detour. I forget, how did that race turn out? We are Byerly. RV sales, service, parts, and rentals since 1948. Byerly, a local family employee-owned RV dealer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com. Eureka, Missouri.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us in a worldwide technology soccer park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets at St. Louis FC battles conference rival Orlando City B. Saturday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now and be a part of the action and excitement of professional soccer in St. Louis. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park in Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
Medical alert. Recent studies have linked the commercial herbicide Roundup with a significant increase in non-Hodgkin lymphoma. If you or a loved one were exposed to Roundup at work and then developed non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you may be entitled to financial compensation and you have the right to take action. Call the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, Pensacola, Florida, toll-free for a free consultation at 800-340-6621. Don't delay. Call today. That's 800-340-6621. Non-attorney spokesperson.
Hi, Chuck Easter with Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. Started by my dad in 1957, we've just celebrated our 60th birthday. It's an honor to carry on Dad's legacy, one of integrity and quality. We cut no corners and use only the best materials. We install every style of residential and commercial fence, even custom designs. We've long been known as the premier fence company in the St. Louis area, but we do much more. We service virtually all of your home renovation needs. We like to say that we'll build your fence and almost anything on the inside of it. Whether it be a deck, pergola, carport, retaining wall, home remodeling, or room addition, think Easter. Our team of custom home builders are the finest anywhere. With Easter, you'll be confident that your project will turn out beautiful and will be something that you enjoy and take pride in for years to come. For a free estimate, call us at 314-892-8500. That's 314-892-8500 or easterfence.com.
Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, where customers become friends.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
I think the biggest thing in changing out the wood spindles to iron is that most everyone has wood, so most balustrades look the same.
George Thomas, the owner of Sterco.
And with the iron, you can personalize your balustrade by picking something that's unique with a finish and a style and a combination of balusters that really open up the look of the room.
Sterco can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform to today's building codes.
Most people can't believe the difference of the change, and that's why I say go to our website, because you can see a lot of before and after pictures of some of the jobs that we've done. And when we take out those wood spindles, it just seems to open up the room.
To see the quality and safety that Sterco can add to the character of your home, go to Sterco.net. Sterco.net. Sterco.
Stairs are all we do.
618-920-6059.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you go,
all right, let's go. Let's jump sober to Southern California. Mike Evans is standing by, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant. You heard the guy call earlier. He'd never been to Annie Gunn's, and he said he had the potato pancakes. He could not believe how great they were. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're closed today because they're closed every Monday. You're going to need reservations for that restaurant because it is a one fine restaurant and is always busy. Gift cards to either or both are always a good idea. Here is, courtesy of Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse in Chesterfield Valley, east of all that other stuff, Mike Evans.
Give it up. Here, let me have a little drink, a sip of wine here. Oh, that's good. That is good. So I'm asking everybody, and certainly you remember, where were you 17 years ago this morning?
Yes.
16 years ago this morning.
In the bathroom. Actually, not quite. I'd left the bathroom. I'd gone into the kitchen. My wife was still in there. We have a little television. It was morning. We're kind of getting ready for the day. And she said, you've got to get in here. You're not going to believe this. This plane has just crashed into one of the Twin Towers. And I walked in, and the first thing I said was, that is not an accident.
Well, that's the same thing I said. When I was on with, I was watching WNBC in New York. I had New York television at the time here in the desert. And I was watching, and Al Roker walked by the monitor just as the plane hit, and you didn't see the plane hit, but you saw a hole. And I was talking to my station in Denver, who I'm still on with, and I said, "Boy, that is weird. There's like a hole in the World Trade Center, and this it just happened." And he goes, "Maybe a plane accidentally hit it." And I said the same thing: a plane could not accidentally hit a building that big.
Yeah,
and we talked about it this morning, and they actually have 20 minutes of me, so we saw the whole thing come down. It was amazing. Well, here's your pop quiz question for today. All week long, celebrity and odd habits. Here you go. Today, name the name of the star who rubs Preparation H all over her face every night. She says she believes that it makes her skin beautiful. Is it Courtney Cox? Is it Sandra Bullock? Is it Kim Kardashian, or is it Cher? I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Here's some hot love nuggets for you. Hot romance between Jennifer Lawrence, 27 years old, and her big-time director-producer, Darren Aronofsky, 51 years old. Apparently, it's cooled off. Yesterday afternoon, Julianne Hough and her new husband, Brooks Lotch, spotted body surfing Santa Monica Beach, riding the Ferris wheel later in the afternoon on the pier, having a little pizza at the 3rd Street Promenade. Julianne Hough finally found a man, got married, looks like they're happy. So what do you make of this? Leonardo DiCaprio says, having children, not very important. Says sex is easy accessible to him, so he says, why ever get married?
Oh, wow.
Well, I guess he might have a point for him.
Well, for him, I guess, you go.
But I think having children is important.
I think so.
Or he wouldn't be here.
That's true. Court docket, Reverend Al Sharpton has two daughters, the 30-year-old Ashley, who was thrown in jail for assaulting a cab driver last week.
I don't believe that.
And daughter Dominique, who said she fell on uneven pavement, suing New York City for $5.6 $6 million.
I think it should be more. It should be more than that.
Claiming permanent injury to her leg. However.
And there's always a however in life.
2 weeks later, she was filmed dancing all night at a New York club. And a week after that, she was filmed hiking up a mountain in Bali.
That doesn't mean anything.
Uh-huh.
She could have been in pain while she was doing it.
New York City officials may file criminal fraud charges. Good fathering by that Al Sharpton.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Bobby Brown will be in court tomorrow trying to stop the release of a TV biopic about his daughter, Bobby Christina, that portrays him as a very, very abusive and neglective father, and Christina as an out-of-control drug addict. Well, he was an abusive father, and she was a drug addict, so I don't know how he's going to stop that. That's not going to stop anything.
Sounds
sports
racist.
Shorts. In case you missed it, the great U.S. It was a great U.S. Open, and all of a sudden, tennis movies are getting big, and usually you never hear tennis movies, but two good ones. I've seen them both. I recommend them. They won't be out for a few more weeks. I'll remind you when they come out. Battle of the Sexes stars Emma Stone and Steve Carell. It's about Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King's match at the Astrodome.
And she won, didn't she?
Bobby won.
Yeah, okay,
Bobby
I can't remember who won.
And Borg versus McEnroe, the true story, stars Shia LaBeouf. That film coming out in about 2 months, but it also is a really good movie.
I'm sure it is.
It's got a New York Post headline for you, the perfect headline for the horrible downpour and flooding of South Florida. Over the aerial photograph, a headline screams, Reign of Terror.
Well, that's the truth.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, on the broadcast... Wait a minute, I'm going to have another drink. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Limey Phillips at the controls.
Mm. Yeah. Sweet.
All right.
Name the name of the celebrity who puts Preparation H all over her face every night, believes that it keeps her skin beautiful. Courtney Cox, Sandra Bullock, Kim Kardashian, or Cher. You know what I use? I use Tux. I rub Tux all over my face.
Wait, I want to try something when it's ready.
Is that beautiful?
Yes.
I thought you'd like that.
Wait, hold on, what?
I want to try something when it's ready for our answers.
Okay.
All right, then.
All right, here's
Dan.
My answer is...
So, Mike, can you ask us who you think it is again?
Your choices are Courtney Cox, Sandra Bullock, Kim Kardashian, or Cher.
No.
Oh, I do know Jeffrey. Tell him how old
it's
that is.
It's a game show.
But we don't have to think. That's if you're thinking. Nice math.
Nice try.
He's trying to inject his own
stuff. Now you're peeing on yourself.
He's experimenting.
Okay.
And it's not going well. Dan, who do you think it is?
Courtney Cox.
I'm going to go with Kim Kardashian.
I'll go Kardashian, too.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant slut.
Oh.
You're all wrong.
Is it Buttocks?
Sandra Bullock is your answer.
Sandra Buttocks.
Hello, great day to talk to you tomorrow. Mike Evans, Hollywood Tech.
Buttocks, I should have known it.
Yeah.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market next door. Mark Reed and Jason Becker. Oh, and gift cards to both of those places. Always a good idea. Mark Reed and Jason Becker, a couple of guys who are, they're so nice. You ever meet anybody so nice, you think, okay, this is an act?
Yes.
And then they just keep being nice? That's these guys. And they're really good at what they do. They're financial advisors. They were Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. It's a legal thing, or I go to prison, something like that. If you have $25,000 or more, and especially if you're changing jobs or if you're retiring, because that usually involves a 401k or some kind of retirement plan, it's important to know what to do with that. If you don't do the right thing, you could be penalized or pay unnecessary taxes. That's why you need some good advice. And if you're not retiring or changing jobs and you have $25,000 or more, what can it hurt, even if you have an advisor, to get a second opinion? Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, you know where to go to find out all the information, including the number to set up the appointment to meet with them, which is complimentary, no obligation, no pressure. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
All right. Time for a final check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they're still working with that stall or accident. It looked like a stall. It was one vehicle and then a MoDOT truck behind it on westbound Highway 44 at Elm. And you still have stop-and-go traffic from Hampton, and that goes out through Elm before things open up. Still working with that accident on eastbound Highway 4064 at 94. Two left lanes are blocked. It looks like the right lane and right shoulder are getting through, so you still have that backup that goes east of Winghaven. Southbound 270, much better. Olive down through Ladue, Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. We have eastbound 40 downtown, just a little bit slow in front of Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 does slow, though, between Tower Grove out through McCausland. Southbound 170 and Stabago Ladue through Highway 40, and eastbound 270 has thinned out. This traffic report is brought to you by Dave Sinclair, Lincoln St. Peter's. They are hosting free prostate screenings for men. Walk in Dave Sinclair, Lincoln St. Peter's, Tuesday, September 12th from 4 to 7 for a free blood draw and pizza from Papa John's. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Please thank a police officer every chance you get. And thanks for being with us. We'll be back here tomorrow. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Nick.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight on the new hour-long Fox 2 News at 6, team coverage on Hurricane Irma.
What it's doing now in Georgia and the damage in Florida. Plus, all new at 6.
Tonight, the Coast Guard managing its Hurricane Irma response. Not in Florida, but right here in St. Louis.
As Hurricane Irma is spinning down, the massive response is starting to crank up. I'm meteorologist Chris Higgins at Scott Air Force Base. I'll take you to the flight line and show you what and who is getting ready to head south.
First on Fox tonight, Irma has now moved on from Florida and is hitting Georgia and the Carolinas. Got some video of River Street in Savannah right here, where it actually now looks more like a river than a street. Hurricane Irma brought high winds and storm surges to the Sunshine State on Sunday. There are now at least 8 deaths in Florida and Georgia due to the storm. There's also a massive number of people without power.